prepare for battle, because America is worth fighting for. This is Conscience of a Black Conservative, bare-knuckled, no holds barred, and unapologetic. Here's your host, Keith Lee.
It wasn't
reclaiming my time in April.
Times is when does something actually become
custom. Reclaiming my time. This is not a trick question
in this country.
And I'm reclaiming my time, Mr. General.
Without any remedy at
all. I'm reclaiming my time. Let me share with
you. Well, you got to let him answer.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time, sir. Reclaiming my time.
He found reclaiming my time without political bias.
He said he
and in April,
evidence.
Reclaiming my time, Mr. General. Reclaiming my time, Mr. Barr.
Occurring substances.
Attorney General, reclaiming my time. There are rules by which we operate here. I would ask you to respect them.
But the 64 Act did not extend to...
Reclaiming my time, sir. In both documents...
Mr. Attorney General, reclaiming my time.
I was talking about.
Reclaiming my time.
I think that's what it's...
Reclaiming my time. And again, I'm happy...
Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say, Mr.
Shame on you.
Can I just say...
My time has expired.
Shame on you, Mr. Barr. You know, these people need to reclaim their damn brains. Folks, Jesus Christ. Welcome to a brand new episode of Contents of a Black Conservative. I thank you guys for joining us today. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, and if you like what you're hearing, I mean, this is insane. You know, I can't control myself today. These people are ridiculous. This is like one big massive joke, right? This is like a joke. I mean, this is like... I don't even know whether you can call it dystopian, what we're going through right now. Because dystopian, you know, there isn't any laughter. There aren't any jokes. I mean, these people are a parody of themselves. We're going to get into that. But again, if you like what you're hearing and you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to like and subscribe. We're also available on Stitcher, Spotify, and anywhere else you find your finer podcasts. You can also learn more on www.thekeithleeshow.com. That's www.thekeithleeshow.com. We're also available on Twitter at The Real Keith Lee and on Parler at The Real Keith Lee. Folks, I feel like we're under an all-out assault. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it. I mean, we are getting attacked from all sides, right? We're getting attacked with, oh, we got to shut down again with coronavirus. You know, the Democrats are making fools of themselves on Capitol Hills. But I guess at the end of the day, I mean, when are they not making fools of themselves? That hearing yesterday was kabuki theater. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They asked Bill Barr a question, and as soon as he even opens his mouth to answer the question, I reclaim my time. How dare you answer that question? How dare you? This is what we're dealing with. And the thing is, what really makes me scratch my head is, how the hell did any of these morons get elected? I don't know what's worse. The morons who got elected or the morons that elected them? Because some of these people are really stupid. And it's beyond belief how stupid these people are. And what's even scary is that these people are in Congress. They are at the pillars. They control the pillars of power in this country. And you see the nonsense that they're putting out every day? That's crazy stuff. That's crazy. Bill Barr yesterday, my God. This man is a champion. Completely unfazed by the BS coming from the Democrat Party. And what's so sad is they only did this to get some campaign ads, right? Oh, look at that. Bill Barr is in the tank for the president. Bill Barr is willing to circumvent the law, to please his boss. And this is all the nonsense they're saying, and the media is going to play it over and over and over again. Meanwhile, we have cities all across America that still are in flames. There's massive amounts of violence, massive amounts of disruption happening all over the place. We're seeing it not just in Seattle. We're seeing it in Portland. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing it in New York. We're seeing it in New Jersey. I mean, all over the country. But we get kabuki theater. We get sound bites. We get the media completely covering for the left. I mean, there was a stupid-ass article I read yesterday in the AP. And the thing about this is that the guy who wrote this, Amir Madhani, Now, this is not meant as a opinion piece. This was written as a news story. And it's a complete work of fiction. When I get into this, you're going to be scratching your heads. It's a complete work of fiction. It has nothing to do, has no semblance of reality. It completely blames everything that's happening in this country. All of the violence, all of the assaults, all of the cities burning to the ground. It completely blames all of those things on the president. In fact, we'll get into that right now. So according to the AP, President Donald Trump is painting a dystopian portrait of what Joe Biden's America might look like, asserting crime and chaos would ravage communities should the former vice president win the White House in November. Left unsaid, a recent surge in violence in several American cities has happened on his watch. The surge in violence in American cities has happened on his watch. Irony is way down in the list of things that the president worries about, said Robert Spitzer, a political scientist at the State University of New York, SUNY, whose research focuses on gun politics and the American presidency. He's turning to the old playbook. Oh, here we go. Get ready for this, folks. Appeal to the fears of Americans and then associate those fears with the Democrat Party, specifically Joe Biden. Now, you get this, right? Oh, you know, the president's only talking up the violence just to make sure that his base, his racist base, understands that, yes, it's these black folks and these brown folks that are trying to take over the United States. Although, as you and I both know, most of the people we see tearing down these cities are white. But okay, I digress. Let's go on. Trump's attempt to cast Biden in that light follows a pattern seen throughout his presidency where he attempts to shift responsibility often to President Barack Obama and even more than 3 years after taking office. With echoes of Richard Nixon's Law and Order campaign in 1968, when American streets were rife with racial protests, and Nixon campaign vowing to crack down and restore order, and an appeal tailored to white voters, Trump is trying to energize his conservative base while also making an appeal to a small patch of undecided voters by posing the question, which man will keep you safer? By leaning hard on select scenes of violence. Oh, select scenes of violence. But the protests could wane. Violent crime around the U.S. has been on a downward trajectory for the better part of 3 decades. Now, that's true. But the last 3 decades has nothing to do about the last 2 months. You see what I'm saying? So the president's just trying to stir up strife. The president's trying to create the image or the appearance that the country's under attack. It's not really happening, don't you know? Because, I mean, you're supposed to believe what Jerry Nadler said, that all these supposed riots and assaults and burning cities to the ground, that's just a Washington myth, right? Just a Washington myth. Okay, we'll continue. Lene Erickson is Senior Vice President for Social Policy and Politics at the center-left think tank Third Way. Now, I love how they say center-left. These guys are not just center-left. They're hardcore progressives, okay? He said Trump's attempt to use the Nixon playbook and tap into anxieties about crime is odd, given that unlike Nixon in 1968, Trump is already in the White House. Trump is the incumbent. So if bad things are happening right now, they get blamed on him. Do you hear this? I don't know how he can persuade voters that it's Joe Biden's fault. Trump has tried to paint Biden as captive to his party's most liberal elements, who've called for a dramatically reshaping policy in America. His campaign has aired advertising in battleground states, showing women calling for police for help as an intruder breaks into her home and getting a voice recording informing her that because the police have been defunded, no one is available to take her call. The Republican president recently tweeted a warning to suburban housewives of America that Biden will destroy your neighborhood and your American dream. He sought to amplify the message to people living in their suburban lifestyle dream by noting in another tweet on Wednesday that he recently revoked an Obama-era housing regulation designed to eliminate racial disparities in the suburbs. Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and New York have seen spikes in violent crime and homicides this year, and Trump dispatched federal authorities and announced plans to send agents to Albuquerque, Chicago, and Kansas City to stop the unrest. Trump has repeatedly fumed that cities hit by crimes are all led by Democrats, and has tried to argue that Biden, at least implicitly, would condone unchecked violence. So you see what they're trying to do here? This article literally seeks to blame the president for all this crap we're seeing right now. Now, you and I both know, you and I are smarter than this. We know that with a Biden presidency, we're going to see more unrest happening all over the country. We're going to see more kowtowing to the likes of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, these domestic terrorists. So now if the president is trying to fight this, if the president's trying to fight for the soul of America, it's not because he really cares about protecting the lives of our citizens. He's doing it for political gain. And we have the Democrat Party, and we have their friends in the media covering for what they're trying to do. And what's really sad about all of this, folks, are the never Trumpers. Now, we've had to deal with these idiots for the better part of 4 years now. And I don't even know what they're trying to accomplish here. Do they hope that if you come out severely against a president, that somehow the left's going to just shower you with praises? That the left's going to give you a bunch of money and then they're going to leave you alone? I mean, do they think that's what's going to happen? Because you are the enemy. You will always be the enemy. And to hear the things that's coming out of these never Trumpers, I mean, you say to yourself, do you really think that a Biden presidency is going to be better for this country? Do you think that a Biden presidency is going to put us on the right track? Do you think, are you saying to the people of the United States that what we've seen over the last 2 months, that we want more of this? That we deserve to have more of this? We now have the progressive coalition that Joe Biden has formed with Bernie Sanders. Because Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders came out with their policy prescriptions for this new coalition of the willing. Do you want to hear some of the prescriptions? And healthcare. Medicare for all. Medicare for all. Who's going to pay for that? We're on the verge of a serious economic collapse because of coronavirus. We're very happy to see some of the numbers come up, with some of the employment numbers get better over the last couple of months. But we are still heavily in debt, and we're not out of this yet. Joe Biden is calling for Medicare for all, and not just for Americans, but for illegals. That's Joe Biden's platform. On climate, Joe Biden is saying that all buildings will be 100% clean energy by 2030. Now, how's that going to happen? And who's going to pay for that over the next 10 years? The coalition says that they commit that all jobs in the clean energy economy will be unionized. Oh, but this is a moderate Joe Biden, right? Moderate Joe Biden. Okay, great. On education, establish universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds. Who's going to pay for that? Ensure all childhood educators have the right to organize and collectively bargain. Oh, it's a nice little win for the teachers' unions. Not for your kids, but for the teachers' unions. Oh, and then check out this little nugget. Ban charter schools. So they don't want to make it easier. They don't want to support a process or a policy that's supported by the overwhelming amount of Black people in this country and Hispanics in this country. He wants to eliminate charter schools. Now, in criminal justice, let's take a look at some of these goodies. He wants to create a federal civilian corps of unarmed first responders, including social workers, EMT, and trained mental health professionals to handle nonviolent emergencies in communities so as to cut down on the use of police in those situations. Let me tell you something. I live in the city. There was a woman killed literally 2 weeks ago. People were letting off fireworks next door. She went next door to confront them to say, quiet down, keep it down. And guess what? She was shot. You have a lot of severely mentally disabled, mentally messed up people in many of our communities. What if one of them decides to grab a knife and start stabbing people over the place? Is a social worker going to be able to help that? If a woman is being severely beaten by her husband, Is a social worker going to be able to show up and stop the husband from whooping her ass? What if he has a gun? See, nobody wants to talk about that. But Joe Biden's a moderate. Here's the next bullet point. Reduce the militarization of police by reinstating a rule to limit the sale and transfer of military weapons to police department and domestic law enforcement agencies. So they want to disarm the police. When you go into some of these horrible neighborhoods in this country, many of the criminals have some heavy firepower, folks. Heavy firepower. And I can guarantee you right now, none of them are registered, right? We can't hear, oh my God, we need universal background checks. It's too easy to get a gun. Yeah, you're right. It is too easy to get a gun. I could go right down the block right now and get a gun from Pookie without having to register anything. But instead of worrying about Pookie, the police are the problem. Oh my God, they have big weapons. Oh my goodness. It's painted black. Oh my God, it's a military grade weapon. The next bullet point, decriminalize marijuana and legalize medical marijuana at the federal level. The report recommends individual states have the discretion to legalize recreational marijuana use. And the last part, end the use of private prisons and detention centers, including for immigration-related offenses. Oh, you know, the prison industrial complex. Oh, my God. This is moderate Joe Biden. Oh, now on to immigration. This is the good shit right here. This is the real good stuff. Joe Biden wants to terminate the Trump administration's discriminatory travel and immigration bans. They want to extend the Affordable Health Care Act to Dreamers. Do you hear this? You are going to have to pay for the health care of illegal immigrants coming to this country. This is moderate Joe Biden. And finally, support the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights to give immigrant workers in the U.S. expanded rights. This is Joe Biden's platform. But we have never Trumpers like George Will saying that he will be great for our country. Joe Biden will end the national nightmare. For who? Because this is only a start, folks. All this crap that we're seeing over the last couple of months, it ain't going to end no time soon with the Biden presidency. But we have guys like George Will out there and these Never Trumpers, the Lincoln Project. Oh, we have a story about the Lincoln Project in a second. They want to fight tooth and nail to defeat a president that has done nothing but try to protect this country, to make us safer, to make us more prosperous. He's been doing that ever since he got into office. But for the Never Trumpers, that's not enough. They want to uphold the establishment. They want to get back to the good old days where Republicans give in to the left. So long as, oh, you know, you get a glowing write-up in the New York Times. This is disgusting, folks. This is an all-out assault on the fabric of America. I saw a report the other day at the New York Post. We talk about the Lincoln Project, this whole cabal of Never Trumpers. And we get down to one of the co-founders, Steve Schmidt. We know about Kellyanne Conway's husband, that moron. But Steve Schmidt. And the New York Post today, well, this is awkward. Steve Schmidt, one of the co-founders of anti-Trump political action group, the Lincoln Project, met with then-candidate Donald Trump and tried to join his campaign during a 2016 Manhattan meeting. But the Republican operative, best known for his work on John McCain's failed presidential bid, before becoming one of the faces of the Never Trump movement, failed to get the gig because Trump thought he was a total idiot. But guess what? One of the things you don't hear today was Steve Schmidt said that President Trump was the best candidate he had ever seen. Now the president says he's a total idiot. He couldn't get McCain elected. Now, oh look, now Steve Schmidt is angry. Now him and Kellyanne and George Conway are out there raising money from all these liberals all across the place because he got his feelings hurt. And you should see it. These idiots have a podcast. And you look at the reviews of the podcast, every single review is just glowing, glowing, amazing. You guys are doing the Lord's work. And every single person that's commenting on it are people on the left. You don't think this makes them feel good? When you're being invited to CNN and MSNBC to trash the president? The same people who are praising the president are now trashing the president because they couldn't get in on the action. It's an assault, folks. It's an assault. When you see all of the death and destruction that's going on right now, when you see all these Never Trumpers coming out of the woodwork, it goes to show you that this president has been wildly successful. Up until the coronavirus, we saw economic numbers that were unheard of. Record low black unemployment, record low Hispanic unemployment, incomes rising, wealth rising, amazing stuff. This president has kept us safe and he's kept us prosperous. But for the Never Trumpers and the left, all of this needs to end. It's really sad, folks. Today on Capitol Hill, there's a hearing going on with all the tech giants. And I got to give it to my man, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is a rock star. He's fearless. He speaks truth to power. I mean, listen to this today. This was awesome.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact. July 20th, 2020, Google removes the homepages of Breitbart and the Daily Caller. Just last night, we learned Google has censored Breitbart so much traffic has declined 99%. June 16th, 2020, Google threatens to demonetize and ban the Federalists. April 19th, 2020, Google and YouTube announce a policy censoring the content that conflicts with recommendations of the World Health Organization. Now think about that. The World Health Organization, the organization that lied to us, the organization that shielded for China. And if you contradict something they say, they can say whatever they want. They can lie for China. They can shield for China. You say something against them, you get censored. June 29th, 2020, Amazon bans President Trump's account on Twitch after he raises concerns about defunding the police. June 4th, 2020, Amazon bans a book critical of the coronavirus lockdowns written by a conservative commentator. May 27th, 2020, Amazon Smile won't let you give to the Family Research Council and the Alliance Defense Fund, but you can give to Planned Parenthood. Facebook, June 19th, 2020, takes down posts from President Trump's reelection campaign. November 1st, 2018, Facebook silences a pro-life organization's advertisement. May 19th, 2016, former Facebook employees admit Facebook routinely suppresses conservative views. And I haven't even mentioned Twitter, who we actually invited, Mr. Chairman. We asked for you guys to invite him as one of our witnesses. You guys said, no, I haven't even mentioned them. 2 years ago, they shadow banned two members of this committee. Four members of Congress were shadow banned 2 years ago. 435 in the House, 100 in the Senate, 535. Only four. Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan. Only four get shadow banned. And of course, what did Mr. Dorsey tell us? He said, oh, it was just a glitch in our algorithm. I asked him, what'd you put in the algorithm? The names Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan? I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I heard it was just a glitch, I wouldn't be as wealthy as our witnesses, but I'd be doing all right.
I love this guy. But like I said, folks, this assault is wide-ranging. Silencing conservatives, attacking the president for protecting this country. We have doctors. We mentioned that story yesterday. We have the doctors out there on Capitol Hill talking about the success that they've had with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. And not only does the video of this event get pulled, but even their website got pulled down. Their website was hosted by Squarespace. Squarespace said, hey, nope. Under the terms of agreement, we can remove your website for any reason at any time we want. And they did it. This is crazy, folks. You know, speaking of coronavirus, we have news from Sweden. They don't have to worry about masks. We have one of their healthcare experts saying today, even if you're riding the train, you don't need to wear a mask because their numbers have collapsed. There are alternative ideas as to how we can fight this coronavirus. But here, websites get pulled, videos get deleted, accounts that share these videos get banned? What's going on here, folks? I mentioned yesterday, we have the doctors and medical experts coming out of the woodwork saying we need to shut down again. Fully. As if the coronavirus or the Hong Kong flu just came to our shores again. But I think people need to understand what's happening here. When George Will talks about ending the American nightmare, it's not a nightmare that the president created. It's a nightmare that they are promoting, that they are fanning the flames on to get this president. I don't think people understand what's happening here. Look at what's happening to our economy. We have people on lines miles long to get food. There's a report that came out today, because we're going to be getting our GDP numbers in a couple of days on Thursday, that our GDP might have dropped by 34%. 34%. And that would be a record. The largest drop before the coronavirus was a 10% drop, and that's back in 1958. 34%. And we're being told to lock down again. And we're being told that, oh, don't even think about talking about hydroxychloroquine. Don't even think about talking about either. One of the things that don't make any sense, we have this, listen, I'm not advocating for hydroxychloroquine. I'm just saying that we have plenty of doctors out there who have treated thousands of patients very successfully with that combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. The thing that doesn't make any sense to me, we have all these medical experts that completely dump, or at least the ones that believe in the narrative, the ones that are willing to promote the narrative. They're out there saying that hydroxychloroquine is dangerous and it could kill you. But then we have St. Fauci himself saying he's completely confident in a vaccine. Now, what sense does that make? We don't know how safe this potential vaccine is going to be. We don't know its efficacy. We don't even know when it's going to actually come out. He dumps on hydroxychloroquine. Don't even think about talking about that. Remove the videos from anybody even remotely promoting hydroxychloroquine. But it's okay to say that, yeah, whatever vaccine, we don't know what it looks like. We never had a vaccine be developed in this short period of time. We don't know how efficient it's going to be. But, oh, that's going to be completely safe. Does that make any sense? But we're being told we have to listen to these folks that only promote the narrative. But they're not looking at the economic damage that's happening to this country. 45 million people are out of work. In the same report, consumer spending. It says the loss of tens of millions of jobs and closures of countless businesses during the early stages of the pandemic shook households to the core. When it comes to business investment, businesses slashed investment and production in the second quarter when faced with an unfathomable collapse in domestic and foreign demand. Particularly hard hit were energy producers, stunned by a huge drop in oil prices, and the airlines and our hotel industry. But we're being told, by the way, all of these industries employ a huge swath of our American workers. We're talking about millions of people here. But the doctors, medical experts who have a different opinion, who have been able to treat the coronavirus very successfully with an alternative approach, their message is silenced. We have people who are still getting paychecks in the media, people who don't have to worry about how they're going to put food on the table or keep a roof over their heads. These are the same people who are telling us to shut down again. This is an all-out assault. An all-out assault. And they are using every tool in the freaking bag to get this president. We're seeing it even on our college campuses. We already know about what's happening in college, but it goes even deeper than that. There was a report today in Columbia University. Oh, we have to create a program that seeks to unlearn whiteness. We have to unlearn whiteness. Because that's destroying our country. And the president wants to maintain the white supremacy. That's why these protests have to go on. That's why the media is lying about all the assaults and the robberies and the stabbings and the killings that's happening in Portland and Seattle. is this what we want? Do we want to put Joe Biden, who can barely remember what day it is, is this the guy that we want to have as our president? Could you imagine a moron like that who is willing to give in to the mob the way that Jenny Dumpkin, and I'm calling her Dumpkin, not Durkin on purpose, the way that she's given into the mob, the way that Chicago Mayor Lightfoot has given into the mob, or Ted Wheeler in Portland. Could you imagine this happening all over the country in your town? Because that's what's coming, folks. That's what's coming. This is an all-out assault. And they're never going to let up. They're never going to let up. I wish we had better news. I really do. I try to be a positive guy. But I'm telling you right now, these people are going to get more desperate. The next 3.5 months, I'm telling you, man, strap in. Because it's going to get crazy out there. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you here tomorrow, hopefully with better news. Hopefully with a little bit more of a joyous approach to this podcast. I'm tired of being angry about it. I mean, I try to joke about it. I try to laugh about it. But my God, here in the city, but before we go, even here in the city, there was a whole, we have junkies out on the street in broad daylight on Broadway shooting their arms up with drugs. Right here in de Blasio's, New York. I was walking around the city the other day on Sunday, and I saw a homeless guy lighting up crystal meth right in front of a train station. These people don't care about fighting crime. These people don't care about protecting you. Because at the end of the day, no. It's Donald Trump that's creating all this strife. It's Donald Trump that has created this national nightmare. Folks, this is serious. This is serious. I know what the polls are saying. The polls are not looking good because they don't want it to look good. We saw this 4 years ago. We know there are plenty of people. We saw plenty of news stories recently how folks are not willing to even have a conversation with the pollsters because they don't know what's going to happen if they say, yes, I'm voting for Donald Trump. They might get doxxed. They might go around saying next door, hey, your neighbor, he's going to vote for Trump. How do you feel about that? Is that what we want? I thought this was a constitutional republic. I thought that if you wanted to affect change in this country, you go to the voting booth. That's not what the left is doing. If we elect Joe Biden in 3 months, I'm telling you, the game might be over. I know every 4 years, you always hear the same thing. Oh, this is the most important election of our time. Well, I think this really is. And if we don't re-elect our president, we're not going to recognize this country. That's it for today. I promise this time, that's it for today. If you like what you've heard, please be sure to like and subscribe on Apple. We love you guys. We thank you so much. We love your support. And we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Conscience of a Black Conservative. Don't forget to like, subscribe, or comment wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out on Twitter at The Real Keith Lee or on Instagram at The Keith Lee.